Good afternoon to you all. This is John Malcolm. Welcome to our regular programme, Find Your Bookshop. First of all, I've prepared an interesting number for you. At the moment, you can find 868 independent bookshops in the UK, which is unfortunately fewer than there were last year, but still a good number. Now, are you one of those people who enjoy visiting bookshops? Here's a new tip for you. If you ever find yourself in the city of Belfast, don't forget to visit the bookshop called Moycullen, spelled M-O-Y-C-U-L-E-N. Like so many small shops in the UK, this bookshop is situated in a very old house. It's on Monty Street and not difficult to find. While the other buildings in the street are yellow, this one is brown. The bookshop is filled with books from floor to ceiling, believe me. Besides new and second-hand books, there is also a wide range of maps on sale. Magazines from all over the world are on display too. However, you can only borrow them to read them in the bookshop. It's definitely worth spending more time there. The owners also organise evening events in the bookshop, so you can enjoy a concert there every Friday or a film at weekends. All other days, the bookshop is open to visitors who want to enjoy a cup of tea while reading. You can sit anywhere, on the floor, or in one of the many armchairs, but I recommend that you try the sofa there. It's the piece of furniture I like the most in the whole bookshop. I'm almost certain you'll spend hours wandering around the shop. But before leaving, don't forget to buy a book. The staff will wrap it for you in their beautiful paper with roses printed on it. You'll love it. No matter if you decide to keep the book or give it to someone as a present. Oh, and speaking of gifts, let me remind you that World Book Day could be the right time to give a book to someone. This day is celebrated on the 23rd of April, all over the world, except for the UK, where the celebration always takes place a few weeks earlier. Next year, it will be on the 3rd of March. If you have any book tips...